Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Giving is a gift. It keeps us at the top above lack and receivers. God wants us to develop a life of giving as believers so that we may enjoy sufficiency. The key to blessing and abundance is giving. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, the gift of giving. Our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24 to 25.
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24 to 25. One gives freely, yet grows all the richer, another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered.
Giving is a fundamental aspect of our Christian faith. The Bible teaches us that giving is not just about providing for the needs of others, but it is also about expressing our love and gratitude to God. Giving is an act of worship that brings glory to God and brings blessings to both the giver and the receiver. In today's message, we will explore the biblical principles of giving and how they apply to our daily lives. We will also look at the different ways in which we can give and the blessings that come from a heart of generosity. The Bible is clear that giving is an essential part of our faith. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, the Bible teaches us about the importance of giving to God and to others. Our Bible text in Proverbs chapter 11 verses 24 to 25 says, "One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered." What is your giving life like? Can you give to be blessed? Giving is a godly approach to increasing what you possess. It is a spiritual way of sowing and harvesting. The act of sowing will give you a harvest. Luke chapter 6 verse 38 says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it will be measured back to you." God is saying your level of obedience to the command to give will determine your level of blessings. Be generous and don't be reluctant in your giving. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 6 to 8 says, "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work." Giving is the key to sufficiency. When you give, you will have in abundance. That's why giving is a gift that enables us to abound in good works. From these verses, we can see that giving is not only a commandment but also a promise. God promises to bless those who give generously and to provide for their needs. Will you obey God's command today by giving generously and without reluctance but with a cheerful heart? God wants to bless you. The Bible talks about different ways of giving. We have many ways in which we can give. We can give financially, through offerings and tithes. We can also give of our time and talents through service and volunteering. Giving can also take the form of acts of kindness and generosity towards others. The fact is this, God commands us to honor Him with whatever we have. This may not necessarily be money. You can give anything you have that can bless God's work or the lives of others around you. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 9 to 10 says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine." Will you honor God with your possession today? Giving is all about taking something worthwhile out of your life or possession for the benefit of another man or a cause. When Jesus was talking in Matthew chapter 25 verse 40, he said, "And the king will answer them, 'Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. This verse is talking about our giving in form of service, care and kindness to others. You can win God's heart through your act of love to others, especially those in trouble or those in need. It doesn't has to be money that you give. Giving can be in form of service and other acts of love to others. Extend your service of love to someone today. Your giving must touch God's heart. Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Colossians chapter 3 verses 23 to 24, saying, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. It is God that rewards us when we give. Always give with a cheerful heart, and each time you want to give, focus on God and ask yourself, would my giving move God? Your giving must touch God's heart. Give according to His will. Next, let's look at the blessings of giving. Giving is not just about providing for the needs of others, but it also brings blessing to the giver. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 9 gives us insight on this. It states, "Whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor." Giving is also about sharing together. You are blessed when you share what you have with those in need. Can you share your bread with the poor today, or use your time for service of other people? God will bless you when you do this. Giving is a gift and a blessing. Whenever an opportunity to give presents itself, always grab it with alacrity. There is more blessing in giving than receiving, because a giver will always have more than the receiver. Giving raises you above lack and above receivers. The easiest way to evade lack and poverty is to give. The Bible says in Acts chapter 20 verse 35 that, "In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way we must help the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Yes, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving is a challenge to every believer today. You must work hard to give. You must be determined to develop your giving life. It's way of honoring God. Because, when you honor His word, you honor Him. Today, I believe that you have been challenged and encouraged to think about your own giving life. As believers, we are called to be obedient to the command of God to give generously and sacrificially. Today, I encourage you to take some time to reflect on your own giving habits and ask yourself the following questions. Am I a giver? Do I give regularly and sacrificially to God and to others? Do I recognize God in my giving? Do I give as an act of worship and obedience to God, or do I give out of obligation or for personal gain? Giving is not just about providing for the needs of others, but it is also about expressing our love and gratitude to God. Each time you give, be mindful of the blessings that come from a heart of generosity and a desire to glorify God. As you reflect on your giving life, I pray that you will be open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and that you will be willing to make any necessary changes to align your giving with God's will. Today, may your giving bring glory to God and blessings to both you and those you are giving to. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the blessings of giving and for the joy and fulfillment it brings. We ask that you would open our hearts to your will for our giving. Today, help us to give generously and sacrificially, as an act of worship and obedience to you. May our giving bring glory to you and blessings to others. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 33, chapter 34, and chapter 35. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 13. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.